Good morning. Today we will be looking at Jesus' statement when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. We are also reading the story of blind Bartimaeus, which I believe shows a connection to our spiritual need and the need for a Savior. The story echoes the reality that Jesus is the only way and nothing or no one else can save us from sin. The story of blind Bartimaeus is found in Mark 10, 46-52. It reads, "Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you.' And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way. Your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." This is the word of the Lord. How many of us, if Jesus should ask us, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would be your answer? I wonder if our answers would be about material things, or things that would fade after a few years, or things that would only tickle our fancies just for the moment. Or would it be about things that we want rather than things that we need? I wonder if all we would ask from Jesus, the Son of God, the living Word, the bread of life, the light of the world, the Savior of the world, is a wish list or a bucket list or the most trivial of things in this life. May it be that if Christ Jesus should ask us this question, our answers are for things we need, like Bartimaeus' response. Bartimaeus was a blind beggar, and when he was asked this question, he was not focusing on what he wanted, but what he needed, and that was his sight, the thing he lacked and longed for the most. I think Bartimaeus represented people in the world today who are yet to be transformed, people who are yet to have a real encounter with Jesus Christ, and people who are yet to put their faith in action. He was blind. Blind physically and even spiritually. He could not see Jesus, but whatever mustard seed-like faith he had, he placed it in Jesus so that Jesus could transform his situation. He was a beggar. Begging was his way of life. He was dependent, pitiable, impoverished, and destitute. He represented the people who Jesus said were blessed because they are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who recognize their utter spiritual bankruptcy before God. Those who understand that they have absolutely nothing of worth to offer God. His begging eventually led him to meet the only one who could fulfill his desires. His begging led him to Jesus, God incarnate, who was moved to help him as a result of his cry for mercy and a demonstration of his faith. What are the lessons we can learn from Bartimaeus? And what are the truths we can learn about Jesus being the way, truth, and the life? 1. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing, he began to cry out for mercy. Certainly, being blind, he could only learn of Jesus' passing from the crowd around him. And one can imagine Bartimaeus learning of Jesus from the testimony of others. He has never seen Jesus in action. How he healed the sick, raised the dead, or how he cast out demons. He only heard about Jesus, but I am sure he was anticipating to meet him. One thing of note is that as believers, our testimony of what Jesus has done for us is important to those who are yet to believe. But I also want us to note his cry. He cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," distinctly recognizing our Lord's messianic character, his power and authority. And on that power and authority, he built a confidence. His cry was for mercy. The same the tax collector cried by beating his breast and not even looking up to heaven because he knew he was a sinner. Bartimaeus' cry was desperate, urgent, deep, and had a true sense of need. He was desperate for Jesus to help him even when most of the crowd tried to silence him. He cried even louder. Only Jesus can help him. Only Jesus can heal. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus, by his power, can transform our lives. Bartimaeus recognized this, so he cried to Jesus for mercy. 2. Jesus stopped and called Bartimaeus to him. This is profound. This shows how much Jesus listens to and answers the cries of the desperate, penitent, and helpless. Jesus is never too busy to hear our prayers. He's never too busy to attend to us. As the psalmist reminds us, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive unto their cries. Do you need to cry for mercy on behalf of your sins? The ears of our Savior are still open, and he is willing to answer. Jesus called Bartimaeus to him. It was Jesus who said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me." Here, before he died on the cross for our sins, he called Bartimaeus. He called him like the many other disciples he called throughout his ministry. He called him just like he called many persons to himself today. And yet, he is calling you to come to know him and experience the spiritual blessings he offers. Jesus is calling you. Do you hear him? 3. Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, rose up, and went to Jesus. Is there someone listening today who hear the Lord calling you, but there is a hindrance? Will you, like Bartimaeus, throw off the things holding you back, get up from where you are, and go to Jesus by faith? Bartimaeus would not allow anything to hinder him from going to Jesus, not even his cloak. His cloak could represent his former way of life. To this end, Paul urged the brethren in Colossians to put off anger, wrath, malice, and put on mercy, kindness, and humbleness of mind. Throwing his cloak away was symbolic of Bartimaeus' desire to present himself to Jesus with an expectation of giving himself completely to him. Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Lastly, Bartimaeus asked for his sight, and he was healed immediately. By faith, Bartimaeus asked for his sight. By faith, he knew only Jesus could heal him. By faith, he begged Jesus for mercy. And through his faith, Jesus was moved to heal him physically and spiritually. Bartimaeus never doubted for a moment that Jesus could heal him. He placed his faith completely in Jesus. As a result, he was made whole. When asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus could have responded with saying anything. But the thing he needed the most, he asked for. The text said, immediately he received his sight. What an amazing thing. 1 minute you are in darkness, and the next you are seeing clearly, and light is all around you. In the same way, those who come to Jesus will be brought out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Those who, like Bartimaeus, recognize their need for a Savior and beg Jesus for mercy will receive an opportunity to pass from darkness to light. Jesus is calling you today. Will you respond like Bartimaeus? Jesus is calling you today. What do you need to put off so that you can come to him by faith? Jesus is calling you today. He is the only one who can save you from sin. He is the only one who can fulfill your greatest need. He is the only way to life. Will you recognize your need for salvation? Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and life. Choose Jesus today.